This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you in part by GoToMeeting with HD Faces and by Lord of the Rings celebrating its 11th birthday. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 111.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I am Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're happy to have you with us. I'm the only one with the last name tonight.
I didn't feel like dragging mine out.
I knew something was missing.
It's like the donkey in the backyard that doesn't want to come out. And whenever you want to pull your name out, it's like, oh.
Whoa.
Is that what you're talking about? You didn't want to drag it out?
You have a donkey in the backyard?
No. I must have run over with the mower because I didn't even notice.
That's what broke the mower. I told you, watch out for the donkey.
You really need to get your donkey out of the backyard.
Yeah, we're not going to get King James on this. By the way, that 11th thing I said, this being episode 111, is from Lord of the Rings.
Duh.
That it's the 111th birthday of the Hobbit, Bilbo Baggins, right?
Yeah.
So that it was his 111th, and that was his 11th.
Something
11th,
like that.
Right?
I don't know how 11th.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it worked.
11th birthday. I think I remember him saying that.
Yeah, he said it. I just don't know what they mean. There's conjecture, and it's all geeky and stupid.
Actually, I think that would be considered nerdy.
You didn't like Lord of the Rings?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
But I once cared about what that number meant, and once people started to disagree, I really lost interest, for the most part.
You guys, every time you say the word once, every time I hear the word once, I think of our Once Upon a Time podcast. Oh. It's crazy.
I think of it for different reasons. It's like every time I randomly laugh like Rumpelstiltskin.
Let's get this for once. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's for me. Uh-huh. For once. But check us out on the website over at cleancomedypodcast.com. Rate us, review us, subscribe to us on iTunes and everything else over there over at cleancomedypodcast.com. And get episode show notes and links that we mentioned for this episode over at cleancomedypodcast.com/111. You know what? We're not going to hit that kind of number pattern again for another 111 episodes.
Next, we'll be hitting 222nd, or we could be hitting 1,111.
Well, we've got like all of these 222, 333.
I'm looking forward to 121.
Why 121?
Because it's kind of cool and symmetrical.
Oh, yeah. Well, the 2 isn't really symmetrical. It's slightly ballast, imbalanced. 101 would be symmetrical.
That's kind of one. You're overthinking it.
He always does.
Two surrounded by ones, except that I was also thinking similar thoughts. I should have thought of it for 101 because we could have sort of turned it upside down and it would have been fine.
181 will be our next.
Wow. Being mom upside down. Mom being wow upside down.
And dad being.
Dad.
Pap?
Or it depends.
Or would it be cack? It would be cack.
It would be upside down D. Oh, upside down D.
Upside down cake.
Cack. Yeah.
Cack.
Sounds great. Speaking of upside down cake and beautiful things like that, I want to tell you about our sponsor, GoToMeeting made by Citrix. See, with the new world that we live in, which is great.
It's a new world.
It's a whole new world where people can work from the convenience of their home or while they're traveling for business and all of this, get things accomplished on time, sometimes off time. But whatever the case, it's really difficult now to try and arrange a meeting with people because you've got people in the Bahamas and the Rockies and all of this stuff doing important work, no doubt, from the beach and all of these places. But trying to get them together and say, hey, can you get off the beach and come to a meeting? That's not going to work. It's impossible to get everybody together for a face-to-face meeting. But
impossible.
I have a solution, my friends. It's called GoToMeeting with HD Faces. You and your team or clients or colleagues or friends or book club or whatever can meet online face-to-face no matter where you are. You can even join a meeting from your iPad on the beach. It is that easy. It only takes seconds to set up and join a meeting. You can schedule it ahead of time or throw one on the fly. And it works out great for everyone to be able to join and collaborate in real time, see each other's facial expressions, and so much more. It is wonderful to be able to have the HD Faces aspect of it. So you can try this free for 30 days to host your own online meetings. So try it from the beach. Really, plan this summer, plan a meeting, take your iPad, join a meeting from your iPad or a laptop computer, anywhere with an internet connection. You can even call in with your phone too. That's the awesome thing. It's super easy for people to join and for you to set up. So our listeners can try it free for 30 days. You have to see how easy GoToMeeting is now with HD Faces. Our listeners can try it free for 30 days. Don't wait. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Be sure to use the promo code PODCAST. Thank you very much, GoToMeeting and Citrix, for your support. Now, let's do this.
I think that segment should have some music behind it. Some cool GoToMeeting.
Ridiculous. This is our sponsorship music. No, not that. Never that.
It could have something very dramatic and moving, as it would be like.
No, it couldn't.
Hello, my friends. I know that online meetings are terrible for you.
And face-to-face meetings are absolutely impossible. Did you know it? They can't be done.
Right, because, you know.
Because we're not allowed out of our little one-person prisons. We cannot have face-to-face meetings.
Somebody in our chat room just mentioned the unmentioned song.
Oh.
The unmentioned
yes,
song.
Yes, that we don't speak of. No! Unicorns dancing the rainbow. Why?
Funny stuff that's happened within the last week or so. As Jeremy throws angry birds around on his computer screen.
Oh, is that what I'm doing?
I think so. I can't quite tell.
It's a lot of gum.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I bounced it off my computer screen.
You're just throwing it up against the wall?
Got to do something to keep my...
You want some mashed potatoes to throw up against the wall?
Yes.
That's Have you ever
so
done that
random.
Before?
One spoon or forkful for me, one for the wall. One for me, one
okay.
for the wall.
Okay, while Jeremy's
one
going
me,
off on
one
that.
For the wall. One for me. Keep talking. One for the wall. I'm counting. Keep going.
You've only gotten up to one.
What? Oh.
While you're talking about, or while you're playing with that, I recently had an incident.
Again?
Yes, again. It was the incident.
How
of
embarrassing for
this week.
You. Gonna go with depends then?
People who are watching this live, which by the way, we do usually on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, GMT-4, over at noodle.mx/live. But we're going to take a little break for a little while, for about 3 weeks until June 20th. Anyway, they'll see that I've got this big white thing on my nose. It's a butterfly bandage. Can't you see pretty colors? Flaps its wings every
yeah,
now and then.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should probably think about a more manly bandage than the butterfly bandage.
It is the Batman bandage.
Awkward.
Look at it that way. I should color it black and write on it in yellow letters, I'm Batman.
Can I sign your bandage?
That would be really awkward for you to be signing a bandage that's on my nose.
Oh, I don't care.
The way I got this was, you know, you would think that a screwdriver to the face would be a really terrible thing, but it turns out it's not as bad as you might have suspected.
I'm cringing already.
Cringe away. It's kind of gross.
If you have weak constitutions,
get depends.
Then Then I recommend that maybe you skip the next, I don't know how long. The way this happened is we have a pool in the backyard, and I've told many stories about this pool before, but what happened over winter time is at some point this in-ground pool had the liner pull away from the sides a little bit. And just that little bit let some of the water out of the pool behind the liner, which pulled down the liner even more, which let out more water, which pulled the liner down more, which let out more water, and back and forth like that. Until sometime during the winter, and I don't know how fast this happened, or maybe springtime, all of the water from the pool down to the shallow ends was completely drained. There was an inch of water left in this pool.
In the deep end.
In the shallow end.
In the shallow.
Yeah. Yeah. The deep end still had water.
Okay.
But when I called to the pool store to ask them if this was covered or under warranty, and I described deep end still had water in it and the shallow end didn't, the lady said, because you mentioned a deep end, I assume you're talking about an in-ground pool. And I thought about going off on that, like saying, no, actually it is an above-ground pool. And there's about 5 feet of water on one half. That's the deep end. But this shallow end,
it's on an incline.
No, we just went out there and we tilted it. We propped it up on stilts on one side so it'd have a deep end and a shallow end. It's kind of more like a ramp, really.
It works great for a pickup truck.
What about a pickup truck?
I don't know. But everything is better with a pickup truck or bacon.
Or
for rednecks.
WD-40.
Yeah, that's true. So I couldn't find anyone to be able to come and repair the pool for me, and wasn't sure if it was damaged, if it was just something that I could do myself. I've done this before where I've had to rehang part of the liner, and it kills my thumbs to do it. My thumbs have died many times, many horrible screaming deaths as I've done this, but it's been small sections. This was a third of the entire pool I had to rehang the liner for it. So this is much easier when there's no water in the pool, but the more I do, the tighter it gets. And so at some point, I'm having to push really hard. And a way I figured out I could do this is using a flathead screwdriver. So I would push on a certain spot on this liner and push it up carefully and really put a lot of force into it. And this one spot was being really, really difficult. So I was hugging it. I was caressing it. I was talking nicely to it.
And that awkward moment where one of your friends is saying inappropriate things about a pool liner and his wife is getting jealous.
Yeah, that is kind of awkward.
Do remember, I was sticking a screwdriver to this thing. So
thanks for not doing that to me.
If I start jabbing you with the screwdriver and saying, cook dinner, then you know there's a problem.
Oh, that won't happen more than once.
So I'm getting really close to this thing, trying to get some good...
We noticed.
I meant like physically close.
I know. Emotionally.
Oh my. I did spend all day with it. I got up early in the morning to spend the day with it.
Okay.
Time just flew by.
Just tell your story, okay? She's getting jealous. Just tell your story.
So I'm trying to pry this up with a screwdriver, and to get leverage, I get in real close to it. And screwdrivers do not have much traction against a vinyl liner. So the screwdriver just slipped off of this and popped me right in the face.
And poked you in the brains.
Oh my gosh.
Almost. And my first thought was, a lot of people wonder, since we're a clean comedy podcast and we use clean language on our own, some people sometimes ask, and they'll challenge us, what do you say if you get hurt really, really, really bad?
Oh, crap.
Wait, give me a second. I think I know this one. You probably say, dark curse, or something once upon a time
related.
Can
I make a guess?
Yes.
I would think you would say, ow.
Yeah, that was kind of close to it, but...
Popcorn?
There was no one around to hear it, so I didn't even bother to say ouch, because what use would it be? No one would hear me say ouch.
He's so logical, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I would make sure I said it loud enough for somebody to hear.
Yeah, me too.
So I knew I jabbed myself and had probably cut myself a little bit. And I put my finger up to my face and there was just a tiny little dot of blood. So I thought, it's not that bad. I can keep working. And it didn't hurt. But then my face started feeling warm in a particular area of my face and a little bit wet. And I put my finger up again and realized I was bleeding a whole lot too.
Profusely.
So yeah. I had to come inside, get a little special Batman bandage put on top of it and all of this. And I'm probably going to have a scar.
And maybe. In the other room, this is what I heard. Oh, that's going to leave a mark. Jenny. Like, it was just like that. It was just like that. He's so calm and subdued. Even when he's got a gash in his face.
Sometimes he's dude and sometimes he's subdued.
Yeah.
But what I've since learned gash. Would have been better that I could have done to this. And, oh, well.
What, you are busy contemplating what you would rather have cut yourself with or where you would rather have the scar?
Well, see, I might have missed. And if I'd missed...
Like, oh, why couldn't it have been on my chin so you know it would be like Prince Charming?
He was actually talking about, this spot isn't cool enough. I wish I'd gash myself over here.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a cool scar on my chin, like from Once Upon a Time, or something that goes like all the way across the face and I could be like Scarface. But now I'm going to be like scar sinus.
Scar nose.
Scar nose.
Yeah, it's right over my left sinus. So
I can extend that scar if you like.
Snot scar.
Snot scar.
I did wonder when I cut it, I did wonder what would happen if I closed my mouth, plugged my nose, and then breathed out. Would air little bubbles come out?
It didn't puncture that far, did it?
No, but it was a pretty deep, pretty That's big nasty. Gash. The gash is about the width of a quarter. So it's a pretty big gash and a pretty big cut.
I'm feeling
I would say more dime size now.
In our chat room, E. Powger recommended
Power J?
Or yeah, E. Power J recommended a bacon bandage, which I should have considered because...
What, who doesn't want raw meat on an open wound?
Well, bacon actually has a lot of medical properties to it, as
those are mental.
This video illustrates.
Okay.
What is your emergency?
I nailed my finger to a birdhouse accidentally.
Do you have some bacon?
Bacon?
Bacon, that's right.
I had bacon left over from dinner last night.
Rub some bacon on
what?
It.
What?
On your hand, just do it. Rub some bacon on it.
That's all there is to it? What if I drop my phone?
Rub some bacon on it.
Or encounter my clone?
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Rub some bacon on it. Rub some.
I'm feeling more uncomfortable. Could you tell the gash story again, please?
I'm going to have this whole video in the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/111 so
mostly
you can watch
clean
this.
Comedy.
That was awkward.
It's the name of the song is Rub Some Bacon on It.
No doubt.
And I just found that today and thought, oh, I've got to include that.
Have you seen the whole thing yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I have not yet, but... Awkward.
Just, he's wearing shorts behind the bacon, so don't worry. It may not look like behind it.
That should be the title of this episode.
Pretty much what I was going to write down.
Behind the bacon.
Oh, but check out that show. It, or that that video. It is by Rhett and Link, who have done famously terribly produced commercials for companies before, like the racist commercial for the furniture store and other things. Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty popular on the internet. Rhett and
Link. They're pretty popular on the internet.
So check that out over at cleancomedypodcast.com.
No, seriously, check them out.
/11 Jenny, how about you go ahead and share your random noodle update?
Would bacon, rubbing bacon on my hair, fix my hair day if I'm having a bad hair day?
I'm sure it would. Rub some bacon on it.
Rub some bacon on it.
So cooked or raw bacon?
That looked like cooked bacon.
I thought so. It was leftover from dinner.
From dinner last night.
And by the way, there should always be bacon with dinner.
Always?
Well, usually.
If it were chocolate-covered bacon, I'd be okay with that.
Remember the chocolate...
Could you tell the gash story again?
All right, I'll tell my story.
Yeah.
Something really happened. Something really happened.
No, you have a real story this time? Wait.
Just kidding.
No way. Oh, boy. This is going to be good. I can tell.
Okay. Daniel, you can stop using your female voice. Okay. Jenny has her own real female voice.
Oh, go some rub some bacon on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Last week, Daniel hurt his face, and everybody's been blaming it on me. Oh, isn't that funny? No, it's not.
That's I saw you with the screwdriver in your hand, slashing away.
Blood stains all over.
Now I'm thinking of that bloody birdhouse of that video you just made us endure.
Oh, don't worry. It's not real ketchup. I mean, it's not real blood.
Awkward.
There was a scientific breakthrough that came out recently that these people apparently have had no much better time to spend than trying to figure out ways to get ketchup out of a bottle. And they've actually invented this spray that can be applied inside a bottle before you put stuff like ketchup or mayo or mustard inside the bottle. And ketchup will just glide right out of it. It looks unnatural.
It probably
how well
is.
It glides.
And I'll bet the spray is toxic and we won't discover it for another 30 to 50 years. And why can't people just leave things alone? Yes, ketchup sticks to the inside of the bottle. Deal with it.
That would just totally mess with the old Heinz commercials. I don't know if they do them anymore, but did you remember those commercials where it'd be like someone would be holding the ketchup bottle upside down and someone else has to race through all of these scenes in the commercial with their fries or something that they want ketchup on, and they get there just in time, just as the ketchup drips out of the bottle?
Nope.
Nope.
I think you dreamed that.
No. There are actually commercials out there. I will find one, and I will put it in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/11 Jeremy, do you have a random noodle update to share?
/11
Oh, 111.
That's going to be some old podcast there, Daniel.
What is episode 11? I wonder if you were on in that episode yet.
I'll bet I was. And... That's how I cover either
that,
way.
That one was... No, you weren't in that one. That one was episode...
Terrible.
The Google Noodle is what I called it.
The Google Noodle.
And
Google are you sure noodle. I wasn't on that?
I don't think you were.
That's not as fun as saying Google Goggles.
I don't think
Google,
you
goggle,
were.
Google Goggles.
Google
Goggles.
Or Fahuga Gods.
I was like, come on, Fahuga Gods.
But that was a time that Wayne Henderson and John Wilkerson sent in voicemail. And I shared about the crazy ways that people end up on my site from Google search
I
results.
I think I was on that results. Episode.
Were you?
Maybe.
And
where I listened to it.
Huh. You're not in the show notes mentioned
well,
here.
That might be your fault. Now, all right, everybody go to cleancomedypodcast.com/11 and listen to see whether I am in it.
Whether you are...
If I'm not, you can just turn it off right away.
Because if it don't have Jeremy, then it don't have Jeremy's approval.
Right. My name is Jeremy, and I don't approve that podcast episode. I do actually have a story, though.
Oh, okay.
I've decided it was funny after having announced before the show that I did not think it was funny.
All right.
It goes... It's back and forth because, you know, it is true that people find... our peril to be humorous, such as you taking a screwdriver to the face. Comedic gold. Jenny totally. Getting framed for attempted murder? Hilarious. I have discovered a new way for Pop-Tarts to kill you. I mean unbranded toaster pastries. They are Pop-Tarts. You know, they're not the best thing in the world for you. I rarely eat them. But I had some. And I was getting ready for work. I started my coffee brewing. I put a couple Pop-Tarts in the toaster and I pushed down the lever and I went to finish getting ready for work. After a little bit...
Why do you even have that lever, by the way?
I'm not sure at this point. Excuse me. After a little bit, I began thinking, I haven't heard the toaster pop, but I must have just not heard it. A little bit longer, and I smell them, and I think, oh, they must be done. They're sitting there getting cold. I go walking to the kitchen. It's probably been like 5 minutes by now. It pops just as I arrive in the kitchen, and there is smoke billowing out of the toaster.
And then this monster appears, and I was like, why did you neglect me?
Oh, was it purple smoke?
Neither of those things happened, actually. Sorry, Regina, I didn't know you were the Pop-Tarts. But, yeah, it was, I'm going, okay, I cooked how much stuff yesterday with no incident like this? But today, and the toaster, and I have smoke filling the house. I actually had to call into work because I had to stay home and make sure I could carefully remove the Pop-Tarts from the toaster so that they wouldn't spontaneously combust. I had to open windows and doors and get the smoke out of the house. It was not cool. It was not cool at all. And my poor Pop-Tarts, and maybe we'll have a picture in the show notes, they were basically charcoal. Pop charcoal.
Was any of it savable?
Not even close.
You know, sometimes you can scrape off the outsides, but I guess if you scrape off the outsides of Pop-Tart, you just get the gooey middle.
There was no gooey middle left.
It was pop coal.
It was boiled away or melted away. It was gone. I have always said that toasters are perhaps the worst modern invention of man. They're stupid. No matter what you do, you can't adjust the thing so that you can be sure that it won't burn or undercook. You push it down, it billows heat out the top into the room. Like, what is that about? And then it pops, and hopefully you can get what you put in out. If it's like a bagel or something, you probably can't reach in without burning your fingers, and you're trying to get it out. You can't stick metal in there because you could electrocute yourself, so it has to be something plastic, or you have to unplug it first. They're just horrible.
Why don't you just shake it? Just shake it.
Just shake it.
Or rub some bacon on it.
So I rubbed some bacon on it, and the Pop-Tarts were great.
Well, that... To burn your toast like that, that was one brave little toaster.
Awkward. I even turned down the setting, so I don't know. At first I thought they got jammed, but since I remembered hearing it pop as I came in, I think it just didn't turn off. But it shouldn't have been enough time to melt the stinking Pop-Tarts.
Maybe those Pop-Tarts were suicidal.
Maybe they were. They were like, hold on! Don't let it pop! Keep burning!
Goodbye, cruel world.
I named them. Oh, that was gonna. Anyway,
what'd you name them?
I was thinking, what name am I coming up with? Will that work?
Leah and Rachel.
No.
What?
No.
Because Jacob got burned.
I named them. What is happening to my brain right now? Katniss and PETA.
You could have named one GLaDOS.
They burned together.
And one Shell.
It was romantic.
Or Wheatley.
Shell or Wheatley? Not Wheatley. Wheatley's a little pest.
He's a corrupted core.
He was designed to be a moron, you monster.
Wow. Now that nobody knows at all what we're talking about anymore.
Yeah, let's move on to... Oh, so how are you going to get revenge on your toaster?
I'm going to stick food in it and make it heat up really bad. That's what it's designed to do.
Maybe you should put your toaster inside the microwave.
I think I should smash it with a rock, give it cement shoes, and drop it into Lake Michigan.
Why that lake?
It was the first one that came to mind.
Oh.
And it's probably not the nicest of the Great Lakes.
No, I like Lake Michigan. Oh. Leave Lake Michigan alone.
Leave Lake Michigan alone. I don't really know what I speak.
That's the only Great Lake that I have been to.
Oh. Well, it's probably great.
All of the others have been quite miserable that she's been to, but that's the only great one.
Yeah.
The others are just good.
That's the only Great Lake I've been to.
Have you seen the good lakes?
I've seen the fair lakes and the poor lakes and the really bad lakes.
That's the one in your backyard.
No, that's a great...
Oh.
No, it's not a great lake. It's an awesome.
Was your facial sacrifice in vain, or did you save the pool?
I did save the pool.
Oh, well, that's good.
He did.
Although I wasted about 15,000 gallons of water in the process because I was filling it. It was about 3/4 full, and then the liner popped out again so bad that I had to drain it almost completely and then rehang it.
Why didn't you drain it into gallon jugs, seal them, and mail them to Africa? Monster.
You know, I would have gone swimming had it not been for Le Ramen Noodle.
For all the blood in the pool.
Yeah, what in the heck did you do with the blood?
He bagged it and sent it to Africa.
My blood is very valuable, actually.
Okay. Please don't talk about the platelets and the soda-looking stuff. Nastiness.
Oh my gosh.
I need to donate blood again someday.
That makes me dizzy. Don't talk about it.
Okay, let's talk about this instead. We're not going to do the talking, but we're going
to
let...
I have to interject.
Yes.
Arthur Lawson in the
Arthur
chat
Lawson
room.
24, because there are 23 other Arthur Lawsons.
Possibly 24 others if he started with zero.
True.
He said, for all the African vampires. He sent the blood to feed the vampires in need.
That makes me think of Breaking Dawn, too, that's going to come out. Because there are African vampires.
What? I thought you said Breaking Dante.
Breaking Dante.
Messing up Dante real good.
Because they want Dante's blood, so they have to break him.
Real gross.
Speaking of vampires.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Time for some funny stuff that we've heard from our listeners. You remember a couple episodes ago, I played that search for romance that involved Kristen, and she was looking for Ian. You remember that? Kristen thought maybe she and Ian went to the same school. Which, hello, if it's destiny, then you probably do go to the same school. If you don't, then, you know, forget destiny.
Hello.
Forget destiny? How do you mean that?
Ian responded, and he said yes. I mean, no, he said this.
Hey, Ramandu, this is Ian, and this audio is going to sound crap, because you're going to have to turn it up that I'm whispering, because it's round one. And because I'm hiding from Kristen. My entire family recently had to go into the witness protection program because we were being stalked by this creepy girl. I think she called into the podcast one or two episodes ago. I gotta go. Here she comes. Bye.
That's amazing. Thank you, Ian. Please don't get killed or hit with a screwdriver by this girl.
Krista's in the chat room.
Although this is Kristen Stewart, which was in
Stalker.
Stewart.
I'm not gonna admit that I know where the name Kristen Stewart came from.
What?
It's probably Dachshund just Spider-Man. Pretending to be Kristen Stewart.
Oh, is it not the same Kristen?
I don't know her last name.
Oh.
But Kristen also called back after she heard of our trying to arrange a marriage between the two of them.
Okay, hi guys.
This is Kristen again. I'm in school this time. And
which, by the way, when she says Kristen again, that must be her last name because
Kristen
she,
again.
When she sends the message, it says from Kristen again.
Interesting.
This is Kristen
also,
again.
What was that noise? Was she banging someone's head against the wall? Is she the school bully?
Smack! I gotta do this podcast like, voicemail.
Boom, boom, boom. This is Kristen again.
She was probably banging Ian on the head.
I'm just taking out the trash.
I don't know if you can hear me very well. I just listened to the podcast about Ian and Lily. And I just...
Do you remember Ian and Lily? Lily was the girl that Ian got the ketchup on.
I thought she said Willie.
So we've got a love triangle here now. You know, Ian, Lily, Kristen.
Or at least a food fight triangle.
But Kristen is taking a stand here.
I just wanted to tell you guys that that wasn't romantic and what the heck is Korean? Whatever. And I think it would be funny if Ian proposed to Lily with ketchup. Excuse
me. Shut up.
I know that some of
you
like, I gotta go.
I'm in
school. Bye.
Wow.
Wow, that sounded like a teacher. Did the teacher not notice she was on the phone?
No, she did that from her computer. So sometime during class, she opens up a computer and sends a voicemail to us.
How funny. Wow, you should like come up with a I'm in school blog, or a vlog. Like, hey, I wonder if my teacher will notice I'm on my laptop and vlogging right now.
Vlogging.
Well, then we got one more voicemail back again from Ian while he's still in hiding.
Hey, Ramen Noodle. This is Ian, also known as Rothney. I'm calling back now that I have a better hiding spot. Kristen. Before I was kind of rushed, so I said we were part of the witness protection program. That's not true. I never actually witnessed any crimes except for a kitten stealing mittens, which is terrible, but not something that we have to go into the witness protection program for.
Kittens aren't dangerous.
A better hiding spot from Kristen. I'd like to tell you a life amateur thing that happened is related to ramen noodles. And I recently had some beef ramen noodles. I love ramen noodles. I make two batches, and...
In Soviet Russia, ramen noodles love you.
Oh, dear.
I strained them.
In Soviet Russia, ramen noodles strain you.
He has a strained relationship with ramen noodles.
Instead of having the soup like Daniel suggested, and they used one seasoning packet for the two squares and whatnot. The next day, I strained some very lovely ass. Which, if you don't,
he said acid reflux.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
he's not talking about his donkey here. It's acid reflux.
That was awkward.
No, that is what the fancy word for? Basically, feels like you're gonna puke because stomach acids have come up into your throat.
You're gonna toss really your cookies,
bad. Ian. This isn't acid reflux. You're in love, my friend.
You just don't know it.
With the ramen noodles.
So I'm hoping it wasn't from the ramen noodles.
No, it's love.
Ian, I guess I better leave because I want Kristen to find us. See you guys later. Bye.
Did he say I don't want Kristen to find us?
Yeah.
Wait, is he referring to himself as two now? Is he going crazy?
No, his family. His whole family is in hiding.
Are they all eating ramen noodle and getting acid reflux?
Apparently, that's what they serve in the witness protection program.
Oh.
Yeah. Which sounds almost like an antivirus for your computer at the moment. That's what it sounds like.
At the moment?
Yeah.
To the way your brain is operating at this particular moment in time?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's about all that we have for this episode. We are going to take a little break because I will be speaking at Blog World New York City next week. New York Giants! And if you still would like to register for that, then go to theaudacitytopodcast.com/blogworld. I wouldn't expect any of you are going to be going to that, but if you will be, then come see me because I've got some awesome new podcast cards for the ramen noodle. And it's really cool. You can take it, you know, hold it, love it, care for it, give it to your friends, all of that stuff, propose with it, anything like that. And so we'd love to hear funny stories and feedback from you for our next live episode, which won't be until June 20th. But you can call in your feedback to 903-231-2221, or you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the Send a Voice Message tab and record a message right from your computer, kind of like Kristen did too. You can also email written or audio feedback to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com, and we can include that in the show. Links that we mentioned in this show will be over at cleancomedypodcast.com/111, and you will love the videos, I'm sure. So check it out, and you can follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter at TheRamenNoodle.
I'm Jeremy, and you can follow me at twitter.com/phlegon. That's PHLEGON.
And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/rubsomebaconon. Jenny's Nook. Jenny's Nook.
So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya.
If you rub some bacon on it.
There's only one life worth living.
With some bacon on it.
When they try and shame ya.
With bacon on it.
Cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Cause they don't have bacon on it.
Or with bacon
but
on you.
You gotta be your own kind of
bacon.
Bacon. Bacon.
Bacon.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of the Rub Some Bacon On It Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts like this one and even better than this one over at noodle.mx.
Stop it! Obey me or I'll go get the screwdriver! Okay, truth's out. I did it! I did it! I was hiding in the pool. I was just gonna toss it at him, but it just went through his nose! Not funny.
We got quiet. Goodness.